Apakah yang anda akan buat apabila anda menonton iklan di TV? Pastinya anda mengambil telefon bimbit anda dan mula bermain telefon bimbit dari situ. Saya bertemu dengan satu syarikat yang bernama Silver Push. Mereka menggerakkan segala iklan dari TV untuk berhijrah ke telefon sepanjang waktu iklan di TV tengah bermain. Beliau bernama Kartik Mehta dan saya telah bertanya kepada beliau apakah fungsi dan peranan syarikat beliau untuk memberikan khidmat ini kepada branders dan marketeers di seluruh negara.
In today's scenario, with the rapid expansion of smartphone penetration, it's given rise to the entire concept of multi-screening. Now, multi-screening essentially is all about the phenomena where consumers or users are consuming content across multiple devices at the same time, which means I as a consumer could be watching television, but at the same time I would be also, as I say, disengaged with television at some point in time and playing with my smartphone. It's a huge challenge for brands today. But it's turned out to be an opportunity for tech players like us. The consumer's attention is diverted every time there is an ad break. Brands today need a multi-screening solution where they could engage with consumers at the time when they are disengaged with their primary screen. And that's where the entire beauty of technology, artificial intelligence comes in, where brands are able to reach out or brands are able to engage with their consumers in moments when they are disengaged with the primary screen. That's how the entire phenomenon of multi-screening works. For instance, football. Malaysia being a football crazy nation. Let's take an example. 90 minutes of play time. Brands cannot advertise when a football match is live. How do you reach out or how do you engage with consumers when certain key moments in the game are happening? When there's a goal being scored or when there's a free kick, how do you engage with consumers at that particular moment on a smartphone? That's where artificial intelligence, content recognition and technology players like us come into the picture. The automated content recognition or the TV sync technology at the back end of it, there's artificial intelligence and a patented technology that runs behind it. The heart and the brain is what we call the audio and video fingerprinting, which is able to detect moments, which is able to detect certain television triggers, which is able to detect environmental conditions, as they happen in real time. And by using this technology, we are in the process of developing our AI tools where our technology will even be able to go to the extent and detect faces, detect celebrities, detect emotions, detect certain brand logos and objects as they are playing live on television. So that's what the evolution of our technology is going to be.
Itu sahaja untuk episod kali ini. Jika anda ingin meneruskan perbualan ini, sila layari astroawani.com dan cari nota Ibrahim Sani. Juga ikuti saya di Twitter dan juga di Facebook @ibrahimsaninet. Mungkin kita boleh ada diskusi yang lebih mendalam tentang isu ini dan isu-isu yang seperti ini. Terima kasih.